This is Scott Becker, the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Melissa Bushnell. Melissa is one of the people in charge of ambulatory surgery centers, the ambulatory surgery environment. She's an assistant vice president at AtlantiCare. AtlantiCare is one of the great health systems in New Jersey. They perform at the surgery centers that Melissa is in charge of, more than 20,000 plus surgery centers surgeries a year. Melissa's going to talk to us about career, moving from nurse to leadership, the big trends in ambulatory surgery centers, and a lot more today. Melissa, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you for having me today, Scott. So my name is Melissa. I am a perioperative nurse by background. I have over 25 years of experience in the healthcare field. I received my bachelor's degree and my master's degree from Drexel University in Philadelphia. And along with my current role as the assistant vice president for ambulatory surgery at AtlantiCare, I'm also a board member for the New Jersey Association of Ambulatory Surgery Centers.
Drexel's got one of the great nursing programs in the country, doesn't it? I mean, people just rave about the Drexel program. Is that a fair assessment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a phenomenal program.
See so many great nurses and leaders come out of Drexel. You were continuing your introduction. Let me let you keep on going. Sorry about that.
Oh, I was just going to say I currently live in Southern New Jersey. AtlantiCare is a health system that spans three counties in Southern New Jersey, Atlantic, Cape May, and Southern Ocean County. And I oversee four ambulatory surgery centers. Three are multi-specialty, and our newest location is a musculoskeletal focused surgery center. And together, combined between all four sites, we do about 20,000 ambulatory surgeries a year.
So magnificent sort of surgery center ecosystem and so forth. AtlantiCare, a great organization. Talk for a moment about a couple of the trends that you're seeing in ambulatory care. Things moving towards higher acuity cases. Are you seeing more joint replacements? Are people moving to surgery centers out of hospitals because of concerns about hospital-based infections? Not at AtlantiCare, but just in general with COVID and everything else. What are some of the big trends that you're following?
Yeah, so I would agree. We continue to see a shift from hospital-based surgeries to ambulatory surgery. One of the largest reasons we built the new center was that shift of same-day total joint cases out of the hospital to the ambulatory space, as well as spine procedures. So I think we're going to continue to see that growth over the next several years. And that's, you know, right now our biggest growth opportunity for us in Southern New Jersey. And I also think, you know, looking at what's happening around the country, you're going to start to see other types of specialties that were traditionally, you know, only in the inpatient space move to outpatient, you know, cardiac surgery being one of those shifts. You're starting to see that, you know, in the Midwest and on the West Coast. In the Northeast, you know, we're slower to adopt those types of things, but I think we'll continue to see those shifts. And I think the overall demand for ambulatory surgery is going to continue to increase. So I think, you know, being part of the ambulatory surgery centers, I think is definitely the growth opportunity for healthcare in this country.
And take a moment. You've had this terrific career evolution from bedside nurse to really leader, you know, sort of administrative leader and leadership. What advice do you give to people trying to have great careers and keep their careers interesting and exciting? Give us a few thoughts around that.
Well, I think being actively engaged in your career, looking for opportunities for growth and learning. One of the things I think as you get into healthcare and you develop as a leader, you learn that it's continuously educating yourself on a regular basis. Yes, I have my formal education, but you know, one of the things that you have to be actively aware of in healthcare, specifically around ambulatory surgery, is all the different changes that are constantly happening in healthcare trends, the rules and regulations, quality metrics, you know, the different quality programs related to, you know, the government, you know, CMS and other payers. So, you know, it's just continuous learning and being engaged in that learning. And I think figuring out how to contribute to your surgery center, but building solid relationships with your physicians and staff and looking for you know, how to engage with them to bring the best types of procedures and the best patient care to your centers. So, you know, I would say it's just continuous learning and always being actively engaged in your growth.
And constantly being engaged and constantly learning. Love both of those thoughts. And Melissa, talk for a moment about this year, opening up a new musculoskeletal center. What are the big three priorities you look at for this coming year for your efforts in the ambulatory, you know, surgery division?
Well, definitely we're still working on our recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, stabilizing our volume and closing the gap to our pre-COVID volume. I mean, we still have not seen, I mean, we've definitely stabilized and we've seen our patients come back, but we're still, you know, working on, you know, getting back to pre-COVID. Working with our physicians regarding changes.
So far,
go ahead.
Where are you guys at in terms of percentage of cases that are back? Is it 70%, 80%, 90%, or is it, what does it look like in terms of the percentage of cases that are back?
I think we're at like 85%. You know, we definitely have, you know, initially after the initial shutdown and then we reopened, the pent up demand, you know, we've kind of had a V-shaped recovery. Now we're sort of leveling off. I think there's been changes to people's personal lives, you know, so that has changed their ability to have surgery. So that's, I think, you know, some of what we're seeing right now. Orthopedic sports medicine, for example, you know, with organized sports being shuttered, you know, we haven't seen the volume of sports medicine cases that we would have seen previously. But now as the vaccine rolls out and people are starting to be able to return to some things, you know, I expect we're going to continue to see our volume return. You know, so we're definitely monitoring that. We're looking at that closely. And I anticipate, you know, by the end of 2021, that, I mean, obviously that's everyone's hope, is that we're back to where we were pre-COVID. But we did, you know, like we did a mini marketing campaign in December, also working on the fear people have of, you know, accessing healthcare and not wanting to be, you know, exposed to the virus. So we did a mini marketing campaign in our markets to let people know that the surgery centers are open, that it's safe to come back, that we've implemented all the safety measures. And I think that's also helpful to surgery centers. People don't want to have to go to the hospital for care because of that fear. So that's where we can, you know, support the rest of the health system and still give people access to care.
Exactly. So people coming down, 85% plus volume, probably some of the elderly patients slower to come back and do that, you know, avoid it. Any differences in that high volume, low acuity cases, colonoscopies, cataracts, and those come back pretty forward, or those a little bit slower to the protocol about that one?
Cataract, the ophthalmology cases, we've seen that volume has come back. Those patients, there really hasn't been a dip after we reopened. Colonoscopies, I think we have seen some changes, and I think that has a lot to do with changes of people's coverage and things in their personal lives, and not being able to take time off to schedule their colonoscopy if they've just returned to work or they've lost their job so they don't have insurance, you know, so we're seeing some of those issues. But again, you know, hopefully as things stabilize for the rest of the world, we'll see that stabilize for us as well.
Fantastic. Melissa, I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, Melissa Bushnell with AtlanticCare. A pleasure to visit with you and hear your thoughts on trends in outpatient surgery and ambulatory surgery. It's really helpful. Thank you very much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.